With the new year only a few weeks old, some of you might be finding it difficult to recall just what year we're actually in. Or maybe you're forgetting where you last placed your car keys. Or maybe you're stumbling over the names of the new people you just met. Memory loss like this seems to be universally considered a staple of getting older. But our memory decline isn't necessarily inevitable. In 2012, a study at UC Berkeley found that older adults who kept their minds active with memory games were less likely to develop brain deposits that lead to Alzheimer's disease. Now, at UCSF, another study is being conducted, this one involving singing. The Community of Voices Choir Program is an ongoing UCSF clinical trial measuring the health of seniors that are asked to sing weekly in local choirs. The only requirements: be over the age of 60, sing once a week, and agree to be tested for memory, balance, coordination, and mental well-being. So, what are they hoping to discover? That singing is great medicine. KALW's Angela Johnston has the story.
Whoa, my Lord.
Miguel Garcia has tears in his eyes while he's singing. This song brings back memories. He's wearing a red Manchester United jersey, navy blue track pants, and bright green flip-flops. He's used to having a microphone in front of him, so he begins belting out a medley of his favorite songs.
It's been a hard day's life. I like it working, like it all. Hate you, don't make me down. I wanna hold you, huh? I wanna hold you. I forgot the lyrics, you know.
Garcia is 61 years old. He says that his past was at times, well, unhealthy.
This is my escape, you know. I was in drugs about, in alcohol and drugs about 20 years, but I'm clean 10 years. Thanks God, I'm living now, but my escape, it's a music, you know.
Now he says music keeps him from being lonely, and his favorite thing to do is sing karaoke at bars around the city.
My nickname in karaoke is Muñeco. Me, I'm practice about maybe, believe me or not, I'm practice about 100 songs, you know, in Spanish and English. But I sing in Italian too.
But today, Garcia isn't singing just for pleasure. He's actually part of an ongoing experiment that's testing his mental health through song. Garcia is performing in a choir at the Western Addition Senior Center. He joined the group about 5 months ago. It's part of a larger network of choral groups that are being studied to determine how singing with others affects the mental and physical health of seniors. Julian Johnson is a cognitive neuroscientist who's leading the study at UC San Francisco.
We predict that singing in a choral group compared to a randomized control group, we will see improvements or less decline on measures of cognition, lower body function, and also the psychosocial aspects that we're looking at.
The idea that exercising your mind using music isn't new. There's actually a part of the brain called the motor center that responds to rhythmic cues and goes into a sort of autopilot mode when responding to music, especially when it's music we're familiar with. But Johnson believes something different happens when seniors sing in a group.
A publication in 2006 found that older adults who sang in the choir for a year had fewer falls, they had fewer over-the-counter medications, their morale was higher, and there was a hint that their depressive symptoms were less than the control group.
The Community of Voices study goes further, pinpointing exactly why there were fewer falls and testing how singing affects cognitive memory. Over the next 4 years, Johnson and her team will observe 12 choirs in diverse San Francisco neighborhoods. Seniors who have never sung in choirs before will practice everything from gospel to cumbia. Researchers will gather data on whether memorizing music and interacting with peers actually has an effect on healthy aging.
this is really meant to be a learning experience, so that they're using their memory and their mind and really having to learn and listen to new music rather than just singing tunes that they already known for 20, 30, 50 years.
And again, one more time, the computer is going to read you the same list of words. When the voice stops, I want you to tell me as many words as you can remember, whether or not you said them before. You ready?
Yeah. Drum.
At another senior center in a neighborhood called Merced Heights, Marjorie Wong is getting assessed by Johnson's team of researchers before she's assigned to a choir. Wong is 75 years old.
Oh, golly, I don't like to look at that number increasing every year. But, you know, it's funny. I don't feel old. I don't feel old, but it saddens me to see some of my friends get old. You know, that they slow down and they get diseases and all that kind of stuff.
Wong describes herself as healthy, but not so active.
Since I've retired, I've become sort of like a couch potato because I love my PBS Mysteries and Masterpiece Theater.
Moon. Garden.
During the first part of the assessment, a researcher records Wong's ability to remember words a computer is telling her.
River. Coffee. You have to say bell. Bell.
So when you're learning new pieces of music, you're using a lot of different cognitive or thinking skills. You have to pay attention to that melody and the rhythm. You have to also listen for the words. And the process of rehearsing that over and over is the learning process.
She explains that learning music is like coordinating a symphony in your brain between parts like the cerebellum and frontal cortex. As that symphony gets better, your mind becomes stronger and more alert.
Okay.
After Wong completes the mental exercises, she's asked to do a few physical tests with an accelerometer. This measures her balance.
Okay, and you're going to hold this position for 50 seconds.
She rises up and down in a chair, stands on one foot with her eyes closed, and walks up and down the hall in a straight line.
Then we think that singing in a choir where you're standing up, you know, multiple times during a rehearsal, you have to, in the performance, hopefully stand up. But the idea is that we're working that the motor system to strengthen it in the choir.
After 6 months of singing, she'll go through these same tests again. And her results will be compared against other groups as well as her original stats. Across town at the Centro de Latino Community Center in the Mission, another choir is learning a Oaxacan love song. Martha Martinez is 66 years old. She says she enjoys learning new songs, and she tells me she loves feeling like she is a part of something.
Ay, para mí es algo especial. Yo siempre soñé.
She says singing is special for her. It's something she feels with her heart.
Para mí, a pesar de mis 66 años, yo siento que con el canto revivo.
It revives her, she says. And that's exactly why Julian Johnson thinks this study is so important.
You have the same number of people that are singing together. You oftentimes, you know, make new friends. You make new connections with people. I think that process of having a goal and working on something together that's aesthetically beautiful in a group is really, there's something unique about that.
Ultimately, the study wants to promote singing as a way for seniors to feel included in their communities, regardless of the health benefits.
And I would love to see a recommendation for staying involved in the creative arts throughout life.
There are more than 40 million people in the United States over the age of 65, and that number is projected to double by the year 2040. So if this study is successful, it could mean that the prescription for improving your mental health may just be to learn a song. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.